Cowboy State Monuments, a division of Sheridan Funeral Home, is here to help you with many types of monuments. Hi, this is Carrie Kimmel. We'll help you choose the right remembrance for your loved one's resting place. Or if you need other types of monuments, such as name or address signs for your home or business, we can help you with those too. Whatever type you need, we work with you to create your perfect monument. Reach out to Cowboy State Monument Company, a division of Sheridan Funeral Home, at 307-683-9200.
Are you excited about summer in the Bighorns, or are you worried about surviving your next wildlife encounter?
Hey, you, step away from the bison.
Preparation is key. See how you'll do by taking the Wildlife Survival Quiz at SheridanMedia.com. Presented by Mystic Tree Service, Carl's Heating and AC, and Country Pet Inn.
The quiz will prepare you for encounters with wildlife from the bizarre to the seemingly harmless. Or is it?
Remember, it's all fun and games until a drugged out bear hits up your campsite. Or a shark finds its way into fresh waters.
Stay safe out there. Take the quiz so you're ready for anything. Plus, you'll have a chance to win a $200 prize from each sponsor. Carl's Heating and AC, Country Pet Inn, and Mystic Tree. Take the quiz on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com and good luck.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Tuesday, June 3rd. From Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I am joined by Dr. Julie Reeder, Executive Director of Science Kids. Good morning, Dr. Reeder.
Good
Welcome
morning,
back.
Good morning, Floyd.
How
great
things
to be
been?
Here. They're great. We're moving and shaking, ramping up for the summer classes that we offer, and doing some public events and free family learning moments. So things are great.
I don't have it on my list of questions here, but how did things go with the Blue Hurons this year? I know there was some drama either last year or the year before. That's right.
So the Great Blue Heron Rookery is just south of Brundage. And in the past, we've counted like 13 pairs of Great Blue Herons. Numbers are down this year. We don't quite know why. Could be development in the area that's troubling them, could be something totally different. But I am getting reports from others nearby within the area, like between Bighorn and a bit north of Sheridan, that other smaller rookeries are growing.
Oh, wow.
It could be that birds have moved and chosen different spots to nest. But we did have a great time. It was rainy and drizzly, but people showed up. We had our rainbow-colored umbrellas up for people, and we focused a lot on feathers, and my star volunteer, who does happen to be my mother, Rosemary Reeder, and also a great seamstress, made these amazing wings out of felt that are the size of a great blue heron. And we had the perfect volunteer, whose name was Talon, aptly named boy, who got to wear the wings because he was exactly 4 feet tall, which is the height of a great blue heron. And he was able to spread these wings out longer than his arms to see how, you know, the dimensions of one of those birds.
Oh, yeah.
And then that helped the group put sort of the size of those giant nests in perspective, which was really cool to see. Like, how big are those nests? Oh, those nests are giant.
Yeah.
And deep, you know, they're maybe a foot or a foot and a half deep inside that nest cup. So the adults can nestle down in there and you can't see them. But the really great thing is that Talon weighs about 60 pounds, right? And so I said, well, how much do you think a heron weighs? It's like, oh, maybe 62 pounds. I said, well, a little lighter. And the crowd tried to come up with ideas. They're only 6 pounds.
Oh, holy cow.
Yeah, 4 foot tall bird, the 6 foot wingspan, but they only weigh 6 pounds.
That's incredible. Hollow bones, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Built for flight.
When I was driving over one morning, I can't remember, it was earlier this spring, and I don't know if it was a blue heron, mm-hmm. or just a large bird was flying from one side of the road to the other,
mm-hmm.
and the sun hit just right. And it was just one of those moments where you think to yourself, this is why I live here.
Yes, exactly.
You know, this is why I'm here. And it's just so beautiful to see birds that large, because they are somewhat uncommon. You're not seeing them everywhere.
Right, right. They have special habitats where they sort of frequent, right? They're definitely near riparian areas where there's flowing water or standing water ponds and lakes. They're fishing for food. They'll eat other things that they can find in that same environment, but it's not like you'd find them in any old place.
Right.
They have a specific niche, a specific way that they find and eat food.
One last question, and, mm-hmm. and I'll move on. When the nest is being built, do they build it as a pair, or does he build it?
They do build as a pair, but often males preferentially will be the ones bringing sticks to females, and then they put those things in place. And they'll do that behavior all during the nesting season as a way of continuing to build their bond, their relationship together.
Yeah.
He'll continue to bring her sticks. But they share an incubation, so they switch anywhere from 20 minutes to like every 12 hours. They'll switch incubation on the eggs. And we got to see that during Herons at Home. We got to see a switch on who was going to sit there patiently.
So she goes
eggs.
And eats.
Yes.
And he takes care of the kids for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fast. Mated for life or just a season?
They mate just for a season. So they'll come back and pick their favorite for that year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Might be somebody else next year.
It's incredible. And this happens every year. And every year have the opportunity to go down there and look at these amazing creatures.
Yes.
How often are people going down there right now?
Well, in terms of watching and seeing what's going on, I think people have their eyes on them. And once they know what to look for, then they really can pay attention. You can see them from South Park, and that's public access. We get a special private access to a place right beneath the rookery, so we can look up at those birds in close range. That's kind of a special access point.
Absolutely.
But you can see quite a lot from a distance from South Park, so you can go and watch anytime.
And someone could grab their scope and head out there and just kind of sit back and watch it happen.
Yeah.
It's incredible. for those who don't know, who are Science Kids and what is the overall mission of the organization itself?
So we're a 501c3 nonprofit in Sheridan, established back in 2009. Our mission is to get kids outdoors where great science learning happens, and we've been doing that since the very beginning. That's sort of the core of what we offer are those summertime classes for kids.
Get kids outside, get them messy, get them muddy, looking for creatures underneath the rocks, fun stuff.
When parents and guardians sign up, they get the warning. Make sure you're sending your kids with clothes you don't really care about and shoes that can get mucky and wet. Because, that's the joy of it, right? It's like discovery and exploration and being investigators and observers. And that's the key thing you need to be a scientist. You have to be a good observer of things. Slow down long enough. Pay attention. Ask questions. Ask why. So our classes are built around that. Unlike the curriculum in a school day, right, where there's maybe really discrete things that those children must learn to perform in that grade level. Our classes are definitely focused on learning, but there's more freedom to explore and follow our noses and follow discovery and inquiry lines so that the kids can kind of direct almost what we're investigating in a day.
So if he does find invertebrates underneath a rock, they can just raise their hand and say,
"Oh, heck
Doc, what is this over
or
here?
Even
what?
Shout out. Look what I found."
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I think about growing up as a little boy back in Afton during my summers. We'd run along the creek beds, and boy, there was something underneath everything.
These
big gravel pits would fill full of water. Mm. I just think about the things that I would have learned if I had a scientist over my shoulder saying, "That's one of these," or "That does this, and here's its life cycle." I mean, how fascinating that would have been.
It would have been. I wish the same for myself. I never had that. I had a father and a grandfather both that really sparked my interest in birds, particularly. And I was interested in such a young age in the sciences and would like stare at the culvert of ditch water that came out in our backyard, like just hoping for a frog, just one frog.
Or a good sized salamander would be
something.
Awesome.
Oh my goodness. And so I do think about that. And often we hear that as a refrain from people that engage with us as adults. They say, oh, if only I'd had that as a kid. Or, oh, I wish I was a kid. I could take your classes now. And I resonate with that. I'd love to be a student in every single one of our science kids classes. Just skip my day job and just go to as a student for every single class. I'd learn so much.
Well, and some of these classes, I mean, are dealing with things that, you know, I wouldn't exactly call them base level type of science. I mean, solar energy.
Yeah.
Things that I don't understand. Kids are going to these classes and learning now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, when classes begin on Monday.
On Monday.
Is there still time to sign up?
Yes. Please sign up.
But some are full.
Some are full. So we have all of our 6 to 8 year old classes are full, but we do have a wait list and things happen and people come up with conflicts and they have to pull out of the class and we go to that wait list and we judiciously fill those seats based on the wait list and order of people on that wait list. So that's an option. The 9 to 11 year old classes still have 4 seats available. 2 are still open for Monday.
Oh, okay.
And Monday's class is called Nature and Focus. It's taught by Janae Neeson, who people may know of in town. She is a fabulous photographer, marketer, and above all else, storyteller. And she teaches this class with proper cameras, Canon power shots, that each child gets one, and they take the most amazing photographs with Janae as sort of the guide. And Bree Mills, an educator at Highland Park, she joins in and adds in sort of natural history and the science tidbits. And so then we're blending fine art photography and storytelling with natural history and the observation of nature into this fabulous class for kids.
That's incredible.
And it's that the products are amazing. Like, these are not just photos you'd use a magnet for the fridge. These are like frameable pieces of art. It's incredible what these kids can come up with.
You know, if you just teach them, you know, maybe the 5 rules of composition and then just sit back and let them discover the world on their own.
Absolutely. And Janae looks at that world, you know, 25 different ways.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden they are looking at the world in 25 different ways and capturing images. It's really powerful stuff. How I would love to be in that class.
and I will say, you know, in college for journalism degrees, you got to take photography.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does teach you to look at subjects, the world, lighting in a different way than kind of, you know, the layman.
Mm-hmm.
But you start to see things differently.
That's what it's all about. And I feel like that's a major theme through so many of our classes, is to have kids connect to open spaces in Wyoming. Most of us are living here potentially because we love connection to open spaces. But if we can observe those open spaces in a more intricate way or in a more inquisitive way, I think we appreciate them so much more.
Yeah.
And maybe some of these kids then move on to safeguard and protect those open spaces.
Oh, that's fantastic way to look at it because, with everything happening around us, you know, having somebody who grows up with keeping that in mind, you know, not only do I know what's up on the mountain, but I know what's up on that mountain, and I want to make sure that it's there for generations to come. And it really does change a nature hike. It changes an outing with family. It changes everything. We used to go camping. I think I told you this story last time, and I would just take the kids when I was in a biology class, just take them out. Let's go find a lichen. Let's go find mushrooms that are growing in weird locations and wonder why that's happening. I mean, it changes. These little tiny outings suddenly become these experiences.
Yes.
You know? And so let's go down the list of classes are actually coming up. And then I want to ask you just real quick about Buffalo, because you guys are expanding. over to our neighbor city.
Yes, we have been offering classes in Buffalo, but sort of at a lower level than we are this year. We have two classes there. They're for 6 to 8 year olds. They're all sold out. You could join the wait list. And we have a wonderful partnership there with the BLM. So Rachel Wojda of the BLM field office there has been teaching with us, and with she brings in a crew of people to teach a class called Nature's Playground.
Oh, wow.
And that's great because it's a wonderful partnership for them to sort of showcase what the agency does, what's important to them, and connect kids to that landscape in Mosier Gulch, just up the canyon. And then Lauren Mills and Betsy Peterson are really excited to work with Science Kids, and they're offering a 4-day class this year. I'm excited for that. I think if we can gain more capacity, we'll be able to expand, especially with the help of Lauren's interest and passion for teaching in the sciences.
Yeah. So which one is it that starts on Monday?
So the one that starts on Monday is called Nature in Focus. It's for 9 to 11-year-olds, and that's the class that Janae Neeson and Bree Mills are working on. Diane Ramey's been with us for a long time. She's driving the bus. She has a background in art and in reading. She's taught at Holy Name for a long while. And so it's a power team. It's a great team. Two seats left. The other class for the 9 to 11-year-olds that has seats available is a new one for us we're excited about, too, called Science of Nutrition.
Oh, wow.
And it's a partnership, actually, with some people at Sheridan Memorial Hospital. They're coming to teach with us. And they have a keen interest in nutrition and health, but also pairing that with a master gardener experience and having the kids learn sort of farm-to-fork concepts, what they could harvest, turn into healthy snacks, take home recipes from that class, and feed their bellies for the summer with good nutrition.
Oh, fantastic.
It's really fun. I'm excited about it.
It makes me wonder how many families are suddenly going to get a garden in the backyard.
Exactly. Yeah, because they're going to learn that whole concept, right? Soil health produces good, healthy foods. We can turn those into wonderful snacks. Here are some ways to do that. They're going to be able to work in a kitchen and eat some of their goodness that they learn about in the class. So those two classes have still seats available. Two for Nature and Focus are left, and two for Science of Nutrition. And we have 4 scholarships remaining that we could hand out. So we're really excited to hopefully fill the bus for those two classes. And the other set of classes we have that we still have not yet filled are those for the older kids, the 12 to 14-year-olds. So we're excited. Hey, everybody out there, sign up. It's easy. It just takes 5 or 7 minutes of your time.
And there are scholarships available.
4 more scholarships left to give. And let's be really honest, if we get 6 people interested in scholarships, we'll hunt for that money too. We never want to have tuition be a barrier to entry in our classes. These classes should be for every kid. Any kid who's interested and wants to learn with us should have access to our classes.
Absolutely. Real quick, tell parents where to go, and then we'll take a commercial break.
So you go to our website, www.science-kids.org. Go to our offerings page, and you'll find summer classes. Click the green button to register, and off you go.
All right, and on that, we're going to have more with Science Kids. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Oh, summer's here. Time to get your car ready for summer driving. Midas can help with everything from oil change to tire, steering and suspension, air conditioning, check engine lights. It's your one-stop shop for all things cars and trucks. This month, get free digital inspection when you bring your car to Midas and a voucher for $20 off any detailed service from Sheridan Auto Spa. Plus, special savings on brakes and struts. Get your car cleaned up and running great inside and out at Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Try it once and Himalayan Kitchen will have you craving another flavor explosion. They offer the taste you've been searching for. Dive into authentic Himalayan dishes with 5 different spice levels. There's something for everyone. Vegetarian? Their mouth-watering veggie options will leave you satiated. Come experience bold, unforgettable flavors at Himalayan Kitchen, where every bite is a journey. Crave it, spice it, love it. Dine in or take out. 2125 North Main Street or HimalayanKitchenWY.com.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
Rodeo season is upon us, and this year you could be at the NFR in Las Vegas, Nevada. Chaps has raffle tickets for the 2025 NFR. This trip includes 2 nights at the NFR, plus entry to Cowboy Christmas and rooms at a 4-star resort on the Strip. Tickets are $100 and only 250 will be sold. Drawing is July 26th. Full details can be found at chapswyo.org.
Hi, this is Liz Kincaid, host of the video podcast called Sheridan County Ag Update. Join me each week as I visit with local folks about ag issues, rodeo, 4-H, FFA, and much more. Sheridan County Ag Update presented by Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. You can find my video podcast each week and other interviews under the podcast tab on SheridanMedia.com. So join me, Liz Kincaid, host of Sheridan County Ag Update on SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with the executive director of Science Kids, Dr. Julie Reeder. Science Kids is a 501c3. It's based right out of Sheridan. It's dedicated to getting kids outside, having fun, and learning. The organization was founded in 2009 to provide the youth of northern Wyoming with outdoor science education opportunities. And we've all been that kid. Maybe walking along the ditch, the irrigation ditch or a creek, you're picking up rocks and you're finding bugs and little things that you have no idea what they are. And how fun would it have been to have a scientist behind you telling you what that is? Now, Science Kids in action. How do we see that?
Well, here's the great thing. We partnered with Wyoming PBS, our state television station, and they came and filmed us in action for 2 summers. Nothing scripted. It's just Science Kids and our great educators with real kids saying real crazy things in real Wyoming settings. And we've taken that footage and created 11 episodes of Nature Why. It's free and available to anyone. It does have lesson plans and other things for educators associated with it, but it's built for learners of all ages, really. I love those episodes. So you can go to the website. All the videos are at Wyoming PBS's website, www.wyomingpbs.org. And when you engage, you will see us in real time in our classes. So if you want to see what we're like, that's a great place to go.
Now, I was reading, you guys won a regional Emmy for this.
We did.
That's incredible.
And we won a regional Emmy for an episode called Macro Invertebrates, which is exactly what you were just describing, Floyd. It's all about the critters under the rocks in our wonderful streams and ponds in Wyoming. And so each episode just has one central activity, one learning moment that we're trying to offer up to the public. And they're meant to be springboards to just get people outside and learning.
Yeah.
So if you're a parent or a guardian and you have young ones, settle in. The video is like 5 or 10 minutes long. It's very engaging. There's felt animation characters that are stop animation. That's what I mean. Stop animation with these little felt characters. And they're so engaging and exciting. And so it's us in real time. And then there's a little setting with those characters that might help teach a point. And then it goes on and helps learners just see one whole activity they can engage with. There's an activity guide printed out that you can use if you need that support. And then you go outside, explore, and find the macroinvertebrates. So we did. We won a regional Emmy.
That's incredible.
It's really exciting.
If I am a parent, guardian, grandparent, getting the kids for the summer. Mm-hmm. What a fantastic activity. We can sit down, we can watch this, and then let's go out back to the creek and see what we can find.
Yeah, so you're wondering what to do? Play a Nature Y episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great activity. I mean, the kids are still learning, but at the same time, you know, they're engaging with nature. They're outside.
Yes.
They're running around.
Yes.
They're searching for any little bugs that they could possibly find.
And there's content there. So now when you pick up a rock, you might be able to say, ooh, does it have three tails? That's a mayfly. Three is like flipped upside down, the shape of an M.
Yeah.
Mayflies. Or two, it has two tails. Oh, that could be a stonefly. And there are little dance moves to go with it. So it's meant to be a learning moment, but certainly embedded in the world of fun and exploration.
And that stuff, I feel, you know, we were talking over the break and like looking back at cow camp and all the fun that I had up there, finding frogs and salamanders and all that stuff in these small brooks. I remember that.
Yeah.
And so that's going to stick with kids for the rest of their lives.
We sure hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, can you tell us about some recent free family fun events that have actually been taking place? So you and I talked about the Hurons at Home.
Mm-hmm.
You partner with SCLT quite often.
Mm-hmm.
You guys host discovery sessions and just kind of bring the whole family out for all kinds of things.
Yep.
What's been going on recently?
So the we did Hurons at Home in April. In May, we had the birds at the Big Goose Natural Area where the Sheridan Community Land Trust has their new office and their new space and opened up to the public. So we got to check out the birds that were coming through during migration. We talked about feathers and shapes and how birds move through their environments. And we talked about nesting sites. So we have a Science Kids has put up a wood duck box, thanks to people that have donated that box to us. And that box sort of serves like a rotten hole inside of a tree where wood ducks would nest. There's another box on the property that the land trust has put up for American kestrels. So we talked about those kind of limited resources that birds might need in trees that are rotting, holes inside the trees where they can set up a nest and raise young.
Oh, wow.
At the very end, two big sandhill cranes just glided into the pasture and floated across in front of all of us, bugling the whole way. It sort of ended the evening that way. It was great stuff.
Like they knew.
They knew exactly.
On cue.
Oh,
you know?
And it was great. Lots of kids and adults came, and it was a wonderful, wonderful event.
Now, you do things like this kind of throughout the year, right? Or is this primarily a spring, summer, fall?
Spring, summer, fall for Unplug, but we do take Nature Y on the road throughout the year. Two different sort of conferences or showcase events where we can try and share out what we do. Science Kids is tiny and mighty. We're very locally based, but that program that we've created with Wyoming PBS really lets us share out learning without boundaries,
mm-hmm.
right, to anybody and everyone. So those events are happening more year-round. And we do have dreams of doing some winter programming. I would love to expand into fall, winter, early, early spring because boy, getting out in the wintertime, you can learn so much, too, about biology and ecology and the way the world is working. And even things like solar science, you know, things that you could apply at any time of year.
Yeah. And
so that's
questions about, you know, how does the world go to sleep?
Yes.
You know?
And wake up in the spring. Isn't it amazing?
That's fascinating.
Like, how does that happen? And some insects are active during the wintertime.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's much to explore. So
now, can you tell us about what's coming up in the future so families can jump in on that?
Yep. Our next Unplug event in partnership with the Sheridan Community Land Trust is a bat walk in the park. This year, it's actually going to be on a Sunday night, July 20th, 8:30 to 10 p.m. And people would register through the Land Trust website to join in. And we have Mason Lee coming up from University of Wyoming Biodiversity Institute. She is a full-on bat ambassador, trained to provide bat walks. And she has a gizmo where you can convert what we can't hear, the sounds the bats are making that we can't hear, it converts it into a sonogram that you can see and sounds that you can hear. And we go hunting for bats.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different bats around here, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we find about four or five species in South Park on that bat walk. So you get to see them with your eyes, and then this electronic device can convert that to sound and to sight and try and identify to species, which is really cool.
How fascinating.
Yeah, it's fun. And then in late July, July 31st, we have mud bugs and fish. And so that's going to be out at Big Goose Natural Area as well. A day for learning about our waterways in Wyoming.
Now, one more time before I let you go, can you tell me how we can get those kiddos signed up for the remaining seats in those classes?
Yes.
So people can share these experiences with their parents when they get home.
So here's the website, www.science-kids.org. Go to offerings, find our summer classes, and check them out. Especially for the 12 to 14-year-olds, we've got a solar science class, an art of birding class, which I teach and I adore. I get to teach with Aaron Waddell, who has an MFA, a Master's of Fine Art, highest degree you can get in art. And she's a fabulous art teacher. So we go birding in the morning and we make fine art projects in the afternoons.
Oh, wow.
Then environmental chemistry with Rob Milne. He teaches chemistry at the college. I mean, these kids are so lucky. And then on July 12th, we go to the dinosaur quarry south of Buffalo and go hunting for dinosaur bones. Everyone will find one.
That's incredible. Dr. Reeder, thank you so much excuse me, for jumping in here and speaking with me today.
I loved
it. You really have gathered some of the greatest educators around to teach these classes. These kids are lucky, in my opinion, and
I greatly
appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
All right. When we return, we'll speak with Paul Del Rossi and Dylan Cruz. Stick with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Do you have a giant mess you need cleaned up? Did you just build a house or building and can't tackle the amount of unforeseen sheetrock dust? Call our team at Captain Clean and let our experts take over. From post-construction cleanups to sewer backups, there is rarely a mess too big for us to tackle. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726. Affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you. We're Captain Clean.
The largest RV store in Wyoming has a new location right here in Sheridan. Join us for Midway Onward RV's grand opening, June 5th through 7th, to save big on campers, motorhomes, and boats. That's right. Our manufacturers are offering enormous rebates for our grand opening only. Stop in to see what Sheridan's only RV and boat dealer has to offer. With food, fun, and prizes, we have something for everyone. That's Midway Auto and RV, 1808 Coffeen Avenue, Sheridan, Wyoming, June 5th through 7th.
Log into powerful savings with Zero Wire products at Menards. Zero Wire is an American-owned leading manufacturer of building wire for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save time with Menards' convenient pre-cut lengths of wire and cable in stock for all of your indoor and outdoor projects. Hurry in now and save big money on Zero Wire at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Warmer weather means it's officially roofing season, and Branded 307 is getting to work. If your home was hit by the hail last year and you haven't had your roof inspected, now is the time. Most insurance companies only allow for 1 year from the date of loss to file a claim. After that, the cost could be out of your pocket. Whether you're looking to replace your shingles or want to upgrade to an impact-resistant metal roof, visit Branded307.com or call for your inspection today. Branded 307, branding one home at a time.
Shh.
saddle up for Chris Ledoux Days, June 14th in KC, Wyoming. The rodeo starts at 1:30 p.m. with exciting saddle bronc and bareback riding competitions leading up to the street dance and party with Ned Ledoux, Kip Attaway, and Sawyer Brown. Admission is $35 for both the rodeo and dance, or $20 for the dance only. Proceeds benefit college and high school rodeo scholarships and Make-A-Wish Wyoming. Chris Ledoux Days, Saturday, June 14th in KC, Wyoming. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media.
Yep. Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we're speaking, well, I had local artists, but you guys are arts enthusiasts, correct? Yeah. Mr. Paul Del Rossi and Dylan Krause. Good morning and welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Floyd. Thank you.
It's absolutely a pleasure to meet you. Now, Dylan, I've had you on here before. A
couple other times, yeah. It's my third time on Public Pulse. Couldn't be happier to be back.
Now, you were working for an organization, though.
I'm still with, Downtown Sheridan Association.
There
I'm still
is,
the board chair. I still love them as much as I always have.
And it's kind of fascinating that you're here with this, because we are going to discuss something that is happening downtown. But is this an association with the Downtown Sheridan Association, or are you acting somewhat independently?
Acting somewhat independently. Downtown Sheridan Association is involved in the sense that they're supporting everything that goes on downtown, and they're helping Paul and I out a little bit with some of the arrangements. And then obviously we're going to get a major benefit as an organization for the work that's going on in Grinnell Plaza here. But this is loosely an association with DSA.
And let's kind of talk about that. Can you fill us in on this art project? And this is at the Woolworth Building?
It's the Woolworth Building, Floyd, which is the corner of Main and Grinnell, which Woolworth built in 1965 and ran until early 2000. It had several uses after that time, but I always felt she was sort of the grand dame who has got a little bit tired. The shoes were worn and the hair wasn't done well and so forth. And I thought there was an opportunity to bring it back, to revive it, to bring local folks, and that was the objective, local folks to run the various businesses, and then most importantly, because of its location, that there was a chance to do something significant in terms of an art project.
Now, what was it about the building where you thought art will be great right here?
Oh, that's a good question, Floyd. Thank you. A woman, a family here in Sheridan, the Marshall family, one of the daughters, Margaret Marshall, was an artist. And about 30 years ago, she approached the then building owners. It was after Woolworth. She said, I'd like to do a mural along the wall. And you may recall there was one on Grinnell Plaza, and it was sort of a panorama of the history of the Sheridan area, Sheridan, northeastern Wyoming. It had fallen into some disrepair because it was not carefully protected, let us just say that. And I thought it would be a good time to have a new piece of art. And what Margaret had done was a piece of art. And I thought about that and decided to move forward to create something new there.
And so where did you even begin when you think, looking at this massive piece of real estate?
Yeah.
And you think, I would love to get a piece of art up on that wall. How do you begin that journey?
With fear and intrepidation and blind faith that something good could happen. I knew that I wasn't capable of figuring what that art should be. And I created a committee made up of Joel Osland, Adam Jael, Jill Benson, and a wonderful woman from Lame Deer by the name of Susan Wolfe, who teaches art up at the school in Lame Deer, Northern Cheyenne Reservation. And I said to him, go at it. How would we create a new piece of art on that very large wall? And Joel and Lisa Norman, who was the muralist, will talk more about that when they come to see you on June 11. But I set them in motion to come up with some thoughts and ideas. And they have created something that is really very spectacular that'll be unveiled on June 18th, Wednesday, June 18th, the day before the first Third Thursday, which Dylan and his Downtown Sheridan Association are so active in.
Yeah, something like this, Dylan. I mean, an unveiling of this magnitude. How large is this when you kind of take a step back and look at it? Could you kind of fill in the dimensions for listeners?
It's enormous. It's going to go almost all the way from the main street, the entrance to Bison Union, back where the bricks end there, almost all the way back to the apartment and the shops that are on the across from Verdello and across from the across from City Hall. I believe, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, 10 feet tall and 66 feet long, something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's enormous, and it is stunning. It's a kind of piece where you get closer to it, you see these beautiful details, and you pick little things up in a richness, and then you step back, and you can see it as part of a larger culture, and I think it's just going to make Grinnell so beautiful, just in time for the summer.
One of those instances where you could walk by it 1,000 times, but then you find something new each time you go by.
Exactly. There's a wonderful backstory to it, Floyd, that Dylan knows too. When the committee decided that Joel Oslin, who of course is a renowned local artist, would do the piece, he came back to me after about a month or so, and the piece he did was 4 inches by 22 inches. And I said, well, Joel, that's great, but that's a big wall. And he said, oh, I know what to do. And he was friends with a woman, an artist down in the Buffalo by the name of Lisa Norman, and she is just a dynamo. And she said, yes, I can interpret what Joel has done as a piece of art. And she made that interpretation 10 feet tall and 66
feet long.
Yeah. So it's really quite a feat that the two of them accomplished.
How was the image chosen? Were you kind of presented a bunch of images and you got to sit back and kind of look at it? Or was it like, we're gonna choose our artist and then allow them to just present what they've got?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. I have an art appreciation, but no depth of knowledge. And I said to that committee that I mentioned, those folks, I said, you select the artist, and the only thing I would ask in terms of what the content would be, that it would be true to Wyoming and true to Sheridan. And when the folks see this on June 18, they're going to go, yep, that is who we are.
Yeah, this is pretty incredible. So the project end date, the unveiling, June 18th. And folks are going to be able to go down there, kind of gather around. How are we going to do this? Kind of the big sheet and then just...
Yes. Well, it'll be June 18th at 11:30. And there'll be some remarks by the mayor. Will have a few things to say. I suspect that Greg Luman, who is very active with the Sheridan Arts Council and on the board of the Museum of the Bighorns, which is going to be opening in the building on a rolling opening starting in mid-June, people will get a chance to see it. The mural will be up. We're going to try to put it up sort of stealth-like and then couple of days before, and it'll be covered, and then, it'll be pulled down. Hopefully the whole screen will come down at the same time so that people can see it all, but it'll work out.
I imagine that's just...
So 11:30 on that day. On that Wednesday, we're going to have the unveiling.
A bunch of little kids peeping around, trying to see what's going up on that wall. That's just kind of what I envision. This artist trying to get these things done and little kids peeking around the corner. So there will be somewhat of kind of a reception. Mm-hmm. The artist will explain the art itself, the concept, and how it associates itself to Sheridan, Wyoming, and those values. Now, how was this all funded, Paul?
Very good question. I wanted to find a local organization that had a commitment to the community and a commitment to the arts. And I had done some business in the past with Security State Bank, and I said, that's going to be my first stop. And I went down there, and I knew one of the senior officers, and they said, well, you've got to talk with our bank president, Dylan Krause. And Dylan, I'll let you pick that up from when I walked in to see you.
No, I got to meet Paul and start working with him, and it has been a complete pleasure to get to work with Paul and a little bit with Marie. I know that's where he takes his orders from. And the folks like Mark Law. And then, of course, the artists and the team that put that together. These people are real professionals. And it was an awesome opportunity for Security State Bank to be able to get involved. I am personally very passionate about our downtown. I think our downtown in Sheridan is one of the most important assets that our community has. And investing in the downtown, for me, it's a no-brainer, because those investments come back to the bank and, more importantly, to the community at large. And that's really important for making Sheridan a long-term sustainable place to live and be happy. And so when Paul came and he offered us the opportunity to get involved and sponsor this art, we jumped at it. We looked at this as a great opportunity. Hey, we can partner with the Woolworth folks, the people in the downtown, local government officials, and it's all going to be for the benefit of the people of Sheridan. And I think that's a great win-win for everybody who's involved. And it, to me, it goes to what is important about this art and what it really means to me. It's a community partnership. So when I look at my relationship and the bank's relationship with Woolworth Properties and Paul, I see it as almost a miniature version of what makes our downtown so great. You know, our downtown is not just a place. It's not a singular thing. It is a composition of all of these individuals and businesses. And you've got anchor businesses and big places like Woolworth Properties that hold down large tracts. But there's also little things like sculptures and individual contributions that make our downtown great. And we wanted to be a part of that and say, you know what? Security State Bank is willing to put its money where its mouth is, improve our downtown, do something that's good for everybody, and count on the fact that the community supports that and will bring it back to us.
And what a fantastic time to have this put up on the wall with the museum going in there and everyone really looking forward to, you know, that kind of this big grand opening that we're hoping that will come sooner rather than later, because I know those individuals and Chip and Carrie have just been working so hard to make sure that that place is ready for folks and really going through that collection. And so those two individuals, I know, were probably super excited to hear about this.
Carrie and Chip absolutely were. And in terms of that hand in glove, which Dylan was really just describing the concept, the artists, Joel Oslin and Lisa Norman, will be working with the museum to create some images from the art project that will be available through the museum.
Now, Dylan, when it comes to care, as Paul said earlier, you know, there was a mural, but it kind of wasn't maintained. So as we go forward looking at this mural, something that we're going to want to share for generations to come, how will this be cared for?
Well, we have a 30-year predicted life for this mural, and we're in partnership with Woolworth Properties with respect to maintaining that mural and making sure that it sticks around for a long time. Paul and the artists especially, because neither Paul nor I have any expertise, they've worked really hard to make sure that what we put on the wall is durable and stays beautiful for the whole time. You know, I think that when the mural that was there was put up, it was awesome, but I do think that weather and time kind of took its toll, and we don't want that to happen to this mural.
Takes toll on all of us. Right?
It's true. So with really good weather protecting coating and excellent paint cover for the bricks, we think that mural is going to stick around for a long time.
Now, in relation to where everything is kind of laid out, for those who may not know downtown super well, tell me where I need to be on June 18th.
If you're standing out in front of Verdello or the Fly Shop there, you're going to be right across the street. But you can also come down to Woolworth Properties, get a coffee at Bison Union, get some awesome boba tea at Black Cat. That place is great, too. Hey, that's right by the Mint, so maybe, you know, depending on the time of day, you could stop in there, too. But that's where you need to be, Grinnell Plaza on the 18th.
Now, how can a regular community member get involved in art projects like this in the future? I mean, you know, you two gentlemen, you kind of, you know the people, you know the movers and the shakers, and you yourselves are some. So some guy like me who's interested in the arts, who wants to contribute something like this, how can someone like me get involved in something this big?
Well, it's an easy plug. I'll start with a DSA. Downtown Sheridan is always looking for folks to come and volunteer, and Downtown Sheridan does a lot. We collaborate with the Arts Commission, and we do a lot to help the downtown be beautiful and be an attractive place. You know, things like hanging the flowers on Main Street, or, for example, some of the time and attention that we're putting into East Smith Alley, which is across the street and right next to Woolworth, between Woolworth and the Mint. trying to make that more beautiful and have it be great for this summer as well. So I think if you can come and volunteer with the Downtown Sheridan Association, that's a great way to get involved downtown. Paul knows a little bit more about the Arts Council and the opportunities there, but another great person would be Greg Lumen, because Greg's very involved with that stuff too.
And he's a great guy to talk to. If you ever get an opportunity, he's one of those individuals, you know, Mr. Lumen, you can walk up and shake his hand on the street and he'll tell you all about it. But Paul, how would I be able to get involved in the arts?
Let me just, before I answer that, thank you. Good question, Floyd. I just want to offer a tip of the hat to the incredible commitment to the arts that Kim Love made.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What he did, and it really was the flywheel of the vehicle that we have in our community, the arts. I mean, you go a lot of places, you don't find the art, public art that we do. And thank you, Kim, and your memory will be carried forward in the art that we see in our community. Now, your question about how do people get involved, it's contribution. And contribution can come in time and it can come in money. And no contribution is too small. If somebody said, gee, I'd like to help on something, the restoration or working with the artists who are cleaning their sculptures, all of that's available. And again, through both the Downtown Sheridan Association and the Arts Council. So I just encourage people, no contribution is too small, time-wise, and for people who can devote the time and don't have the resources to do it, or the reverse, who have the ability to make a financial contribution.
It's your downtown, folks, and we're the ones who take care of it. Paul, Dylan, thank you both so much for coming in this morning and speaking with me. I'm really looking forward to this. This is going to be great.
What a pleasure. Thank you, Floyd.
Thank you so much, Floyd. Appreciate it.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
This is Tim Kerr, General Manager at Frackleton's, inviting you to join us downtown for the fresh flavors of our new spring and summer menu. From vibrant seasonal dishes crafted with local ingredients to crisp wines and refreshing handcrafted cocktails, we've captured the spirit of the season in every bite and sip. Come in, unwind, and taste what Wyoming summer feels like. Inviting you to join us downtown for the fresh flavors of our new spring and summer menu. Only at Frackleton's, where every season tastes like a celebration.
Are you or a loved one looking for a long-term care opportunity that ensures dignified, fulfilling living in a safe environment staffed by caring and skilled professionals? Greenhouse Living for Sheridan is currently welcoming elders to the cottages located at 2311 Shirley Cove. Set up a visit to learn what sets Greenhouse Living for Sheridan apart, including private rooms, on-site activities, and a sense of community supported by the entire team at Sheridan Memorial Hospital. See SheridanGreenhouse.org today for additional information or to set up an appointment with our care team.
This is Ken here at Prime Rate Motors. We understand everybody's situation is different. We have helped people get into the car they need by numerous ways. You may need to downtrade for lower payments. You may wish to trade in more than one car. Prime Rate Motors will accept trade-ins on trailers, tractors, campers, even four-wheelers. So let us help you get into a premium pre-owned vehicle that is exactly what you want and need. Here at Prime Rate Motors and Super Trailer Store on Sheridan's Coffeen Avenue or PrimeRateMotors.com.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Emmy.
We are proudly representing the Bighorn High School Theater Department.
Our team has the opportunity to travel to Indiana to compete at the National Thespian Festival in June, and we are seeking funding to help us get there.
If you are able to help, please send any donations to Bighorn High School. If you have any questions, please call 674-8190.
Thank you so much for your consideration. We are looking forward to representing the Sheridan and Bighorn communities on the national stage.
This is Joe Hando of Hando Service Center, and I absolutely credit Gene Sterling and Sheridan Media for the ongoing success of my business. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't stop and say that they love my radio ads on Sheridan Media. What I appreciate is knowing that as a small business owner, I am just as important as the big guys, and maybe even more. My radio ads have won awards, in turn brings me new business. So thank you, Gene, and thank you, Sheridan Media. Good folks doing good business.